Welcome to Icons and Sound, the Orthodox Liturgy. I'm Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and role, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. As we continue our series of programs on the hymns of the Orthodox Vesper service, to the Song of St. Simeon, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. This text is taken directly from the Gospel of St. Luke. In the Gospel, these are the words spoken by the righteous elder when he saw Jesus brought to the Jewish temple as a 40-day-old infant, and was given the grace to recognize in him the long-awaited Messiah, the Savior of the Jewish people, the entire human race. And so he said these words, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared for the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. The place of this hymn at the end of the Vesper service is obvious. In the course of the service, God's creation was praised in the opening Psalm 103. In repentance, then, the faithful sang the Vesper Psalms, Lord, I call upon thee, hear me. At the entrance with the incense, Gladsome Light was sung, proclaiming the coming of Christ into the world. And so now, as the service draws to a close, we have indeed seen God's salvation and ask to depart in peace. Musically, this hymn is a bit of a paradox. In the Greek and Middle Eastern traditions, the hymn is not sung, but read. So we have only Russian musical settings to play for you today. But even in the Russian tradition, until late in the 19th century, the hymn was either read or sung very simply, which is indicated by the lack of elaborate melodies books. We will begin our program with one such simple setting, a key of enchant melody arranged for male voices by Gretcheninov, and sung here by the Valam Institute of Musical under the direction of Igor Ushakov. In the year 1897, the Russian composer Alexander Arkhangelsky wrote a setting of the all-night vigil service and made Lord Now Lettest Thou somewhat of a musical focal point. Something about Arkhangelsky's setting struck a chord with Russian churchgoers and church musicians, and from that point on, every Russian composer lavished attention upon this text. Let's listen now to that famous setting by Arkhangelsky. in a performance by the Cantus Sacred Music Ensemble of Moscow, directed by Lyudmila Areya. Arkhangelsky did not particularly attempt to exploit the dramatic possibilities of the text, but a number of composers who followed him did, assigning the words of the elder Simeon to a soloist. One such setting we will hear now is by Alexander Kastalsky. The performance is by the Novospassky Monastery Choir, directed by Father Mitrofan.
Thank you.
Kostaisky left instructions for the soloist to sing in a simple fashion, without succumbing to emotionalism. But other composers exploited the drama and emotion to the maximum, with the result that settings were enormously popular, if not entirely liturgical. One such popular setting, made famous by the great Russian basso Fyodor Shalyapin, is by Mikhail Strokin. We hear a performance by Arkhangelsky bass, accompanied by the Moscow Choir of Men and Boys. The great Russian church composer Pavel Chesnikov produced several settings of St. Simeon's Prayer. We will first hear a free composition for mixed chorus from his All Night Vigil Opus 44, and then a setting for male chorus based on the same key of enchant melody we heard in the beginning of the program. The first selection is sung by the Leningrad Conservatory Chorus, directed by Alexander Titov, and the second by the Russian Patriarchate Choir, directed by Anatoly Grindenko. Thank you. Some composers managed to write melodies for St. Simeon's Prayer, preserving the chant-like simplicity, yet imparting a certain majesty to the text, such as would be appropriate at a festal celebration. One such composition is by the composer Stepanov, heard here in a performance by the Schola Cantorum of St. Peter's in the Loop in Chicago, directed by Michael Thompson. The great genius of Sergei Rachmaninoff managed to combine the two approaches we have heard in the program, simple chant and dramatic elaboration. In his setting of the Song of St. Simeon, Rachmaninoff uses the same key of enchant melody we have already heard, but he assigns it to a soloist and surrounds it with a lyre-like motif in the chorus that suggests the gentle rocking of the baby in the old man's arms. This is said to have been Rachmaninoff's favorite number from his All Night Vigil, Opus 37, and he had expressed the wish that it be sung at his funeral. Alas, when he died in 1943 in Beverly Hills, California, there was no great Russian choir capable of fulfilling the composer's wish. We hear now a performance by the St. Petersburg Capella, directed by Vladislav Chernushenko.
Oh.
You have been listening to Icons in Sound. If you would like to receive information on how you can obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And ask for program number 24. This is your host, Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening and hoping you have a great day. Tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.